This is an introduction to the higher education industry and an overview of the functions within this industry. Clearly, since you are a graduate student, you have had personal experience within the industry. However, higher education goes beyond the realm of the classroom in many ways. Extending on the land-grant tradition, many colleges and universities forge linkages between their research and service. For example, Project Zero at the Harvard Graduate School of Education focuses their research on improving education in and through the arts. They also have many initiatives that involve collaborating in schools, universities, museums, or other settings in the United States and other countries. Higher education institutions also play a major impact in the region's economics by providing an educated workforce, offering professional education in areas critical to regional employers, assist state executives in policy analysis and development, and work to strengthen small businesses and local governments through the application of knowledge and expertise. For instance, earlier this year, lecturer Paul Revel of Harvard was appointed by Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick to head a pre-K-12 task force focused on providing the administration with feedback on potential policy initiatives. The task force has examined many issues related to streamlining education governance in Massachusetts, such as creating a more comprehensive and integrated pre-K-16 system. Finally, they contribute and support cultural diversity by helping ethnic and international communities to articulate concerns and celebrate their cultural values and identities, and by recognizing the contributions and achievements of members of these communities. As an example, Professor Mika Pollack's 3 years of ethnographic research on race labeling at Columbus, a high school whose name has been changed to protect the community's privacy, led her to discover 6 core dilemmas of American race talk and to explore how educators and policymakers might engage in constructive conversations about race. Within higher education, there are several models of excellence serving many constituents. Examples of categories within higher education include research prestige institutions such as Harvard, Oxford, and MIT. These organizations are well recognized and branded. State and land-grant colleges such as Bridgewater, Framingham, and Penn State. The funding of these organizations are different, therefore the cultures can vary based on state initiatives versus private funding. Private liberal arts colleges such as Swarthmore, New England Conservatory of Music, and Boston University are usually smaller with more liberal arts foundations. Community colleges such as Roxbury and Springfield Technical are required to be very dynamic and ever-changing to local education needs. Because their students are largely drawn from the communities they serve, these institutions must quickly adapt and focus their services in a responsive manner. An emerging market or approach is the online university, such as the University of Phoenix. Although controversial, it is here to stay. When looking at charting your career and work culture considerations, you may want to reflect on the kinds of students and populations that are drawn to higher education institutions. The kinds of resources that are dedicated to the operations and functionality of the institution may affect how you can perform your function. You will also want to consider the size of the institution and how that can position you for advancement. Finally, consider those who are driving forces in key leadership that may make the decisions that affect your department or overall institution. Like many organizations, higher education requires professionals in multiple functions within the higher education system so that the organization runs effectively. Universities are large employers and fall into 2 main categories, including instruction and administration. Instruction includes teachers, managing teachers, establishing academic programs of study, and providing necessary educational equipment. There is generally a faculty member per 3 to 20 students. University teaching staff is generally actively involved in the research of the institution. It requires an expertise in a topic area and also a doctorate. The doctorate may not be the case in some specialty areas, such as theater, or for adjunct positions, but it will still require an expertise and years of experience. In addition to research, faculty perform. There are many positions focused on research at centers and institutes within the universities. The second category is based on mission-driven and serves the students directly. Administration includes providing classroom facilities, managing support staff, providing student services such as room and board, and maintaining facilities. Many of these functions are within what is often referred to as student affairs. Some examples of subcategories include admissions, registrar's office, career services, student affairs offices, Greek life, financial aid, judicial affairs, and many others. There are many entry-level positions available. The skills, knowledge, and qualifications will vary based on the type and size of the institution. It is helpful to have been active in your undergraduate institution. Mid to senior level positions usually require a master's degree and 5 to 7 years of experience. The skills and knowledge will again depend on the type and size of institution. Other functions relate directly to operations or the business support of the institution. The subcategories include human resources, financial administration, operations departments, and many others. The skills, knowledge, and qualifications will depend on the department and function. Generally speaking, they will want some level of experience within their particular specialty. As you look at positions, you should aim to match at least 75% of the position's skills, knowledge, and qualification requirements. To continue your research in this area, be sure to visit CareerBeam, GuideStar.org, the Organizational Profile Index, and various professional resources such as the Chronicle of Higher Education, StudentAffairs.com, InsideHigherEd.com, HigherEd Jobs, and the New England Higher Education Recruitment Consortium.